AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Officials in the eastern third of the country are asking people to stay off roads and stay indoors for the next 36 hours until a blizzard blows itself out to sea. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
In all of these situations, one of the greatest burdens becomes stranded vehicles or stuck vehicles from people who are on the roads.
Unlike Washington, which has shut down its subway system for the weekend, the president of the New York City transit system says the blizzard may slow down some trains, but won't stop them from running.
We are going to be storing overnight tonight over 300 trains in our underground facilities to be able to provide as much regular weekend service as we can.
New Yorkers like Colette Hogan aren't shaking in their boots.
I think it's great to warn people because I think traffic is going to be terrible. I think driving is going to be really dangerous, so it'd be good if people stayed home. But, you know, it's winter. It's snow. We can deal.
The State Department is asking a federal judge for more time to release the rest of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Of the 55,000 pages to be released, officials are still reviewing some 9,000. They include two emails an auditor concluded should be top secret and others that could be even more sensitive. The original deadline for publishing the emails from the private server Clinton used while she was Secretary of State was the end of this month. Now the State Department seeking a rollback to the end of next month. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says experts have been working hard to process the emails, but those that remain are among the most complex from Clinton's tenure. Mark Smith, Washington.
A school shooting in the province of Saskatchewan in Canada has claimed at least five lives. Two other people have been injured. Energy stocks led a broad market rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 211 points. This is AP Radio News. The 12 Marines killed in last week's helicopter crashes off the coast of Hawaii were remembered today by their home base.
In groups of 12 at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, Marines placed rifles, flight vests, and other equipment on crosses for each of the dozen men killed.
Our lives have been indelibly marked for the better by the brave souls who perished aboard Pegasus 3-1.
Lieutenant Colonel Eric Purcell, who commands their helicopter squadron, their two heavy transport choppers went down late last Thursday. Crews searched 5 days without finding any sign of the men. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A dress code imposed by a Kansas Senate committee chairman that prohibits women testifying on bills from wearing low-cut necklines and miniskirts is drawing bipartisan ridicule. A state senator says, "Oh, for crying out loud, what century is this?" I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.